Nikita Koloff, the Russian nightmare, no, the devil's nightmare, here from It's Time to Man Up, challenging men to step into their true manhood. Your chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just a few seconds. Enjoy it, share it, but most of all, thank you for listening to the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network.
It's loud, it's crazy, because we just finished Wednesday in the Word, and one of our regular attendees is also a talk show host. His show is growing leaps and bounds, and I love the name of it. It's called If Not For God.
And when you think about all that Jesus has done for us, I tell you what, for me, it makes it a lot easier to forgive other people. When I think about all the things that Jesus has forgiven me of, as a matter of fact, it makes me think that Jesus is a friend. Oh, wait, John 15:15. I no longer call you servants because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I have called you friends. For everything that I learned from my Father, I have made known to you. And so many times in my own life, I kind of see God as this thing who's far off, and you know, I'm just afraid of him, and he doesn't want anything to do with me. And yeah, I know he's in control of the universe, but when I look at this, I look at this song and I think about that verse, and it says, what a friend we have in Jesus.
His name is Michael Zwick. Now, Michael, I've been on your show, but you've never been on my show, Truth Talk. Welcome, my friend.
I'm excited, man. Yeah, I've known you for a while now, and we actually have an interview coming up as well, where I interview you about your book that you wrote, I believe, First Words of Jesus.
Yes.
And we were talking about the virgin birth.
Right. Oh, wow. Yeah. Heavy stuff. Christmas time, of course, you may hear this interview any time of year, but that is so important. The gift of Christ. Christmas isn't just in December. Mm-hmm. It's all year round. Who is Michael Zwick?
Who is Michael Zwick? So I was born in Durham, grew up in Winston-Salem. And actually, Stu, you and I never knew you, but I may have seen you, but I grew up going to the same church that you went to, Calvary Baptist. And Mark Quartz was the pastor. And I think Robbie Dillmore goes there as well, or has gone there as well. And, you know, kind of grew up around a lot of that stuff. There's a guy named Truman. Remember Truett?
Truett Williams. Yeah.
Truett Williams. Yeah.
He's still there. Awesome.
He's still there. And, you know, grew up with that. But it was kind of something that I did. And then I went off to college. And the professor said, there's no such thing as God. And I said, oh, well, I guess all that stuff was wrong that I learned kind of growing up. And my senior year, I met a young lady. And she hit me with the gospel. And she kept it in front of my face. And the long story short was that one day she said, Mike, you need to accept Jesus as your Savior. You need to give your life to Christ. And finally, I was so tired of her saying this, I said, okay. But when I said okay, something changed, and I meant it. And so we started going to a church called Pinedale Christian Church. Do you know where that is? And one day the pastor was up there, and he said, the devil won't always tell you there's no such thing as God. He'll just tell you to give your life to Christ. Do it later.
Yeah, and
he said that today is the day of salvation. And I ran up to the front, gave my life to Christ, got baptized. And after that, that was it. I decided to follow Christ. I've had some bumps in the roads. Haven't been perfect. But I guess one of the things that I never understood was how somebody, if you're really a Christian, how you could give your life to Christ, how you could kind of be halfway about it or just some casual thing, because that just never made sense to me.
Yeah.
And I see that in Houston.
Yeah, well, we're in a culture where kind of everyone's a Christian, right? And
right.
Not that we know what that means, but it's we're particularly in the Bible Belt. And some folks even say America's a Christian nation. And, of course, a nation can't really be Christian, but there are some significant roots and heritage of the Christian faith. You know, in our founding,
mm-hmm.
God is all over the Capitol, mm-hmm. the Ten Commandments around the Supreme Court building, mm-hmm. so on. But you... Really, it's interesting to see you grew up in the culture, mm-hmm. but it didn't really go from your head to your heart
until right.
like later on, later in college and even after that, huh?
That's right. Yeah, I mean, I believe that so many people in my life had something to do
with
me coming to Christ. I remember there was a young lady named Holly who she was my neighbor across the street, and she had recently sent me a message on Facebook, and she said, I remember I invited you to a retreat, and it was somewhere with the church, and you had said that, you know, this was something that you were thinking about, and that was, and I had forgotten all about that until she said that. In many of the things that I learned at Calvary Baptist Church, and from Truitt, is that
yeah, Truitt, yeah, and, good pastor,
and from so many of the other people there, they stuck with me. I remember when I was at Calvary, there was a sign that was up in the Sunday school, and it said that what's popular is not always right, and what's right is not always popular.
Wow.
I don't know about you, man, but I think that might be a message for today's
There's
culture.
A great message there. Now, tell me a little bit about your show. Now, you weren't always a talk show host. You didn't always have a show called If Not For God.
Right.
Tell us how that happened. I mean, that's a real fascinating story. I love the program. Describe it for people. Maybe folks haven't heard it yet.
Well, a friend of mine, Tony Jackson. Have you met him?
Sure.
He comes in Saturday mornings, and he's on The Light, which is under the Truth Network as well. But they do a show called Now Try Jesus Ministries every Saturday morning at 8:30. And one day I was talking to him, and I was talking to him over the phone, and we were talking about something, and I was quoting a Bible verse, and he said, Mike, stop. He said, why don't you come on the radio show one Saturday? And so I started going on the show, doing that on Saturdays, and all of a sudden it was just – maybe about a year ago, something told me that I need to have my own radio show. And of course, I said, well, I'm not qualified to do that. Nobody would want to listen to me. And you know, I can't do that. And then I just randomly called up The Truth one day, and Robbie Dillmore called me back, and it ended up happening. And, you know, thank God for people like Robbie Dillmore. Thank God for people like you who have helped me do the show. Because, I mean, as you know, when I have the show, it's not just me sitting there talking for 26, 27 minutes or anything like that. It's other people who know a lot more than I do, like yourself, like Robbie Dillmore, like Ray Comfort. You know, we've had Pastor Chad Harvey on, Pastor Alan Wright. From right here in Winston-Salem, and so
you've had Marty on, the guy holding the video.
I've had
camera.
Marty on holding
what
the video.
What a testimony his! I've heard that recently. Pretty remarkable.
Absolutely, man. Coming from a culture of drugs and alcohol, and just God, just completely turned his life around. And so, what we talk about is more anecdotal stories about how God has changed people's lives and what God has done to miraculously change people's lives and miracles that have happened in our own lives. And it's funny that we talk about this. What is your story? What is your story? And you talk about this a lot, about what is your testimony. And sometimes it's like if you just ask people to tell what has God done in your life, that they just go on and on.
So, where did you get the name, If Not For God? What's significant about that? Tell us about that.
So I go to a church called the Lamb's Chapel. And we have I think you know the worship leader,
yep,
right?
Yep, that's right, yeah. Richie, yep.
Richie. And I was trying to figure out a name of the show. And one day, it was a Sunday, the pastor, Brian Biggers, was talking. And he said, if not for God, if it had not been for the Lord. And he was quoting a book of Psalms. And I looked in that book, and it wasn't there. So he had actually had the wrong chapter. But I looked it up, and I went to the other chapter. And I said, that's the name of my show.
How about that? So, every show, you close with those words.
If not for God.
Yeah, and I love it. And every show, there's a you just douse a lot of Scripture. Like, this is the longest I've ever talked to you where you're not quoting Scripture. Of course, you have quoted Scripture some earlier, but...
Right.
But really, the story of what God has done in your life and how Christ has saved you.
Yeah.
What's your message to everyone out there? Maybe someone out there that's struggling, man. They're maybe where you were. They're living the life. They're putting it off. They're postponing it. What would you say to people out there right now listening to Truth Talk about calling them to God?
I said that God is not mad at you. You know, for so long I thought that God was mad at me or that he would never accept me because of all the things that I had done. But Christ died for our sins. And so that whatever you've done, I mean, you know, whatever you've done, if you come to the foot of the cross and you ask Christ for forgiveness and you turn away from your sins, that he will accept you just as you are.
Wow. And you can hear the program how? Now, you've got a podcast as well, right?
We have If Not For God with Mike Zwick podcast. And you can go on there anytime. If you go to iTunes, you can yep. listen to the podcast anytime. But in addition to that, a lot of people listen to it by www.truthnetwork.com.
That's the website.
And you can go yep. there at 8:30 a.m. Saturday mornings. And it's 8:30 at 8:30. So if you go to 8:30 a.m. and you're in the Winston-Salem, Greensboro, Burlington, yeah. Reidsville, I think all the way up to Danville, yeah. Virginia, maybe, you can listen to the listen to the show on there live, 97.7 FM.
Yeah, AM 830, 97.7 FM. And if you're in Micronesia, you just happen to be traveling throughout Asia, you can listen on the Truth app, which I did on Saturday.
Okay.
I heard Marty's testimony okay. listening on my phone. Your phone's also a radio. I just download the Free Truth Network app. And it was 8:30 in the morning. I got to hear him tell about Christ meeting him in jail and all these other crazy stories. Man, yeah. I was just like, wow, yeah. who is this guy? And I got to meet him too. So God bless you, man. Thank you for your testimony. Thank you for sharing Christ. Thank you for the show, If Not For God. Michael Zwick.
If Not For God.
If Not For God.
This is the Truth Network.